What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BT and Sal back on the fan. Time to hit you with the... Oh, man, I keep getting caught up with that. We are down with the king topic of the day. I get the old school down with the crown or whatever hit you with the crown. No, we're down with the king topic of the day. And actually, BT, it's going to be new here because of the news with Mike McCarthy. But obviously, we talked about Mike Tomlin and his potential availability and where the Jets should go, you know, inquiring about Tomlin, if it's even a realistic possibility. But now we know definitively that a Super Bowl winning head coach, you know, along with Pete Carroll, who they're not interested in, but Mike McCarthy, a younger former Super Bowl winning head coach, he's available. He's out there now. And from a Jets perspective, I don't know how they can interview everybody else and not go inquire about McCarthy. Vrabel off the board to New England. Sounds like Rex isn't getting the job. Thankful for that. Still plenty of good options out there. But now that McCarthy shakes free, the Jets have to inquire about him.
Sometimes you got to be really proactive and lift up every stone, as they say. Leave no stone unturned. And that's why we started the show talking about Tomlin and how things have gotten stale out there, where I think there's a window, not only for the Jets, but for others to at least call the Steelers and entice them in a trade. And try to get him to if you have a vacancy. And then sometimes things just fall in your lap. And here's, as Sal said, a Super Bowl winning coach. I know he stumbled a few times at Lambeau. He's got a bit of a complex legacy as well. He's not like a platinum all-time five-star head coach. You know, he's not Lombardi. He's not Parcells. He's not Shula. He's not Belichick. Not one of those guys. But he's not Andy Reid. But he's kind of in the, not Tom Landry, but he's probably in the next tier. Like, you know, he's there. You know, he's there with Coughlin, I would think, even though Coughlin's got two and he's got one. So I don't know. I know what Woody said about how open he is to bringing back Aaron Rodgers, whether or not he means that. Basically, if you missed it, Woody said last week he'll let the new regime make that determination. If you believe he'll stand by that, well, if Mike McCarthy raved and spoke very favorably about Rodgers on the Enigma documentary that both you and I watch and have referenced many times here on the show, and it wasn't just nonsense, which it seemed pretty authentic to me, and Aaron Rodgers wants to still play and wants to still be a Jet, how the hell do you not make the call? Of course you do.
Okay, so here's why I have my doubts about the Jets getting this right. Because, well, let me ask you, before I give you my opinion on this, what's the, and we've had this conversation, but just to rehash it and bring it up again for those of you who might be listening for the first time to the BT and Sal show, thank you, welcome aboard.
Yes.
What is your main criteria for the next hire for the Jets head coach? Give me like your top two things that you would want for a Jets head coach.
I would like a head coach who's done it before and not just done it, but done it well. A head coach who knows offense to get this thing out of the Stone Age. However, Aaron Glenn's the one exception.
Yeah, interesting. Okay,
yeah, those are my main two.
I kind of agree that if there is an exception to the rule, maybe I'd be intrigued by Aaron Glenn. But my number one thing is that I want somebody who's done it before and who's had success doing it before. Not just while he has experience, no, experience and some success. The number two thing I would look for would be an offensive guy. All right, so let's just stick with the number one part. The Jets had an opportunity this offseason alone to have Bill Belichick turned him down. One, obviously, I don't need to go over the resume, maybe not. Pete Carroll. Don't need to go over the resume. We know he's 73. That's the one thing you can poke a hole in his resume is his age. Haven't inquired about him. John Gruden, maybe more question marks. Sure, I can understand why you wouldn't want him. But again, experience, Super Bowl winning head coach.
No interest.
Mike McCarthy now. Another point is, BT, you're talking about there were at least legit four former Super Bowl winning head coaches, some better than the next, that are going to be available for the Jets. They turned down one, didn't inquire about two, and now the fourth, Mike McCarthy will be available, not to mention Mike Tomlin, who could potentially be available. That is a pretty hefty, you know, pool of head coaches to go after right there. And the Jets aren't even going after the majority of them, if any of them at all.
That's very interesting. But I want to be fair to the Jets. I'm not saying you're being unfair, but let's unpack each one by one real quick. So Belichick, okay. They probably thought Belichick was just playing him, all right, to just drum up some leverage around the NFL, and they're probably right. And let's face it, if somebody burned you as badly as Belichick burned them, I don't mean on the field, okay. I mean when he just ditched him, you know what, I understand that. Even though for the greater good of the business, sometimes you need to let bygones be bygones, but I can understand why they were not interested in, and by the way, without Tom Brady, Belichick did nothing. So I can at least understand, it's true. I can always slide that in. So I can at least justify them not being interested in him. Pete Carroll. Now, when he came up the other day, and I think you're really the first one to bring this up. I give you credit. You brought Pete. Actually, 2 weeks ago, you brought a Pete Carroll.
Even before that.
Maybe before that is true. Now, he's not young. Okay, that's fair. Now, we don't know what we don't know. If Pete Carroll or somebody from his camp either didn't reach out to the Jets preemptively or, more specifically, the Jets reached out to him, maybe Pete told them flat out, hey, listen, my guy, meaning Pete's agent, he wants to coach, but he's not interested in coming to the Northeast. You never know. So I'm going to give the Jets a little window, maybe they did the most basic level of homework on Pete, and for whatever reason, the intel they got, he didn't want to come there. Maybe. Gruden, there's a lawsuit or there's some messy things. And I also think that Gruden is overrated. I'm not saying I wouldn't have been interested, but I don't think Gruden is nearly the home run as others. And the fourth is McCarthy.
Yeah.
And let's give him, you know, a day to digest this. We just got the news. So just to be fair to the Jets.
I guess. I still am not going to go as far. Like, Gruden, I can understand maybe. I don't understand turning down Belichick's call and Carroll. Even just get those guys in the building. The other part, to finish this before we get back to the calls here, of the five here, right? Carroll, Gruden, McCarthy, Tomlin, Belichick. Now, again, I don't think Tomlin's going to be available. He might be, at least inquire, maybe for a trade. Five former Super Bowl winning head coaches potentially available.
Yeah.
Do you think the Jets get any one of them?
Belichick's gone. That ship has sailed. Pete Carroll, no. Gruden, no. Tomlin, no. No, I don't.
Yeah, me
neither. At the end of the day, I don't.
And also the other perspective from, let's say, McCarthy or Tomlin even, if Tomlin was available, would he want the Jets? We don't know. He'd have to want the Jets.
He's got a no-trade.
Okay, as a caller brought up before. And then McCarthy is going to have his options, mainly Chicago, New Orleans. Would he want the Jets? I'm not so sure, because I think maybe there's a part of him that would be, well, you know, New York would be appealing with Rodgers for a year with the pieces that they have in place offensively and defensively.
Depends if he really likes Caleb Williams. If he likes Caleb Williams, then the answer is different than if he doesn't, obviously. The one thing, you know, you gave the list. You asked me to start this conversation, and we will get back to the calls in a minute, BT and Sal here. But when you said, what are you looking for? And even though Glenn is counter to this, you know, a head coach who's done it before and won, and preferably somebody from an offensive perspective, right? I'm going to give you a third one that's less important, but if it presents itself, it would be a plus. A head coach who meets that criteria, who's also dealt with a meddlesome owner.
Right.
Check for McCarthy.
Yeah.
Because he just operated in Dallas.
Bingo's actually going to be like a country club with Woody compared
to
Jerry,
what I mean?
You would think. I think that if the Jets, because it's rare that you have a coaching, what do you call it?
Vacancy, carousel,
whatever. Yeah, the offseason, exactly, to hire a Super Bowl winning head coach, let alone five, potentially four or five.
Yeah.
So when you have a you know, we come back the coaching circle, whatever, the coaching carousel, to hire a guy who's won a Super Bowl, and you're looking for a guy with experience, and that to me is the number one thing this team needs, and you've got those guys out there, you got to end up with one of them. I would love Mike McCarthy for the Jets, especially.
I take him.
Even more now, BT, than I would have after what happened with Green Bay.
Mm.
After what happened in Dallas, I love him even more now, and I love the idea of McCarthy and Rodgers together one more time.
Yeah, I mean, I would sign up for that. And again, just as you look at this list here, just to be further fair, yeah. Not that I'm trying to blindly defend the Jets. Usually it's the opposite. I bash them, but I do want to be fair when I could be. Nobody else had interest in Belichick. So, like, you know, so just as you look at these names, what, like, if nobody else hires Gruden, and it doesn't look like Gruden's going to get hired, I'm not saying that the Jets couldn't be the one and it wouldn't have worked out.
Okay.
But we need another month or so to see what happens. Like, if Pete Carroll gets hired and he lost his fastball,
but he at least got interviewed by a couple
of teams. You're saying at least talk to him.
I mean, yeah.
If the Steelers don't even remotely want to trade or won't do it, or Tomlin doesn't want to leave, you got to scratch him. So now the list is goes from five to four.
Right.
It's a very interesting slate to look at, and it's easy to pile on the Jets. But there's context here that there's a lot of ways it could still go.
Here's the way that I would say it, and we'll get to the calls here in a sec, 888-808-1019. My top candidate all along has been Pete Carroll. After Belichick said no, or they said no to Belichick, it's been Pete Carroll. I think McCarthy would surpass him. McCarthy, the age is a factor.
Yep.
Rodgers is a factor.
Yep.
Those two things for me, even though I love Pete Carroll as a coach and know he's a program changer, I would... My top choice would, assuming Tomlin's not available, my top choice would be Mike McCarthy. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Let's get your calls. Patrick is in Melville. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
All right,
so,
Pat.
Steelers fans, they really need to, they're going to become the Cleveland Browns real quick once Tomlin leaves, and then they'll realize what they had. I mean, they literally have a new quarterback. They predict him to win 6 games this year. He brought them to and they had the injuries that pretty much got them. So that's pretty much why I think the Steelers should just, fans should just relax. And actually, real quick on the Jets, listen, that's the most unappealing head coach job in the whole NFL.
Why?
Anybody who has an actual...
Why?
Anybody, because literally, Rodgers is a one-year wonder. Maybe you'll get 1 year out of him.
Okay.
You guys don't really have a draft pick to get a second-round quarterback. Why would anybody want to come to the Jets when they have all, like, you have Caleb Williams, you have Jacksonville... If you don't have any other opportunity, you go to the Jets, and not to mention Woody Johnson. You know,
well,
you got to brush up on your Madden ratings if you get a
Yeah. I mean, nobody's saying it's a great job. That's for damn sure. But and I'm not even going to hit you with the it's 1 of 32. It's desire. Everybody knows that. We know how many teams are in the NFL. I understood, but I don't think that the Jets job is as unappealing as others do. I think that there's a talent base here, and I think what distinguishes this hiring cycle much more favorably for the Jets this time compared to the Saleh and the Gase cycle is just that. The roster's more appealing. Now, they've got some tough decisions. What are you doing with Garrett Wilson? What are you, Brees Hall, lesser extent, but what are you going to do with Sauce? What are you do with Vera Tucker? Like, contracts are up, and Rodgers, and there's dead weight, and I'm not saying it's perfect in terms of dead weight, in terms of contract, if you move on, blah, blah, blah. Dead money is more so than dead weight. It's not perfect, but it's far more appealing than the riffraff they had floating out there with that D-minus roster that Idzik, that loser, gave us.
It's not a total rebuild. I don't think it's as bad as people would make it out to seem. The only reason why I think it's an issue at all is because of Woody. But to your point, I think it's an excellent point. McCarthy's just dealt with this with Jerry Jones in that media market with Jerry Jones for years, and he was still able to have some success. Him coming here with Rodgers for a year or two. And by the way, you don't even have to have Rodgers. It's not like you're stuck with him.
Yep.
You can pick your quarterback. And let's not make it like Trevor Lawrence is a sure thing or Caleb Williams is a sure thing. They're not. Could it be appealing to the right head coach? I think Cliff Kingsbury maybe for Chicago. That might be more appealing to him than, say, the Jets and Aaron Rodgers. Maybe McCarthy looks at Caleb Williams and says, hey, you know what? I'm not so sure about him. McCarthy's considered in New Orleans. You think he's excited about going there with Derek Carr? Like the Saints, maybe one thing. I don't think it's like, oh, well, I'd rather work with Derek Carr than I would Aaron Rodgers, even at this age.
Hey.
I'm not so sure that that's the case either.
Hey, I'll tell you something else. It's going to sound wacky, and I'm not saying he's going to light it up to the tune of 30 points a week, but McCarthy and Cooper Rush, who's a free agent, is like, everybody's sitting here saying, well, if it's not Rodgers, who is it? I don't know. How about McCarthy and Cooper Rush?
Well, as your backup?
With a run, I don't know. In battle for the job. Then you draft somebody.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they also do have a top pick, the 7th pick. All right, it's not as high as the Raiders. Like, if you were to rank the openings, Jacksonville, and I'm not doing, I'm just going over the
order. You want to actually rank them? We haven't done that.
Ahead.
You want to actually do it?
So we got Jacksonville.
Jaguars.
New Orleans.
Saints, Bears, Jets.
Raiders.
Yep, Bears.
And now Jets, the Cowboys.
Raiders. Dallas. There's only six.
Right? Colts kept their head coach.
Yes, they did. Jaguars, Saints, Bears, Jets, Raiders.
Right, it feels like it's
Dallas.
A lot more, right?
But I think there was one or two.
No.
Huff? I mean,
the Patriots signed Vrabel.
That's true.
So they closed one there.
So let's look at these six.
Titans fired the GM, not the head coach.
Correct.
Giants obviously stood pat here.
Correct.
Cleveland for now. I'm assuming that they're going to stick with him.
He's safe.
Okay.
All right, so the Jaguars, I think it depends on if you think that Trevor Lawrence could still be a star. I think you like that job. You got a new stadium coming pretty soon. The owner's a little wacky,
right,
shot
okay.
But if you don't love Trevor Lawrence, they just gave Trevor Lawrence a boatload of money.
I still think it, and it's also Jacksonville. Like, there's no, now maybe it doesn't matter to whatever head coach, but there's no, like, history or, prestige with being a Jacksonville Jaguar head coach. Okay,
you think
but
that
whatever.
Matters as much anymore?
I don't know. I would think it would. Like, if it's me and I had other options.
Yep. Well, state taxes matter, a little easier quality of life. Who knows what they're looking for? I don't know.
Yeah, okay, maybe.
Saints. That's a tough job. I'm not loving that job.
Yeah,
right
I
now.
Don't. I don't like that job because, I mean, I hate the Saints, I got to be honest with you, but I don't like that job because I don't like the quarterback situation there.
Yep.
I think it could be a good job. Passionate fan base, great home field advantage when things are going well.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they don't have any talent. It could be appealing. It would not be my first choice.
Raiders, you want to work for Mark Davis? I know Brady's there. You want to work for that guy?
No, unless I had the guarantee from Brady that I'm going to get, I need minimum 5 years to stop messing with me. But by the way, even if you get that, they could still fire you.
I know.
You're just getting paid. And then, then it tarnishes you. Like, Antonio Pierce wasn't awful in a couple of years there, but he's now tarnished because of what went on with Vegas. I wouldn't, no, to answer your question, I have no interest
Who's
in Vegas.
The quarterback either? They don't have one. I mean, they got a pick. They're going to take one. All right, so Dallas is an opening. I don't love Dallas's roster. I mean, they would have been a lot better if Dak played this year and didn't get hurt. But, I mean, Dallas is not Philly. Dallas is not ready to win. This
is my opinion. I think the top three are, and not in any particular order, but I'm just narrowing it down to the top three.
Go ahead.
Dallas.
Yep.
Bears,
yep.
Jets.
I probably agree, although I do think that there are some people out there that would substitute the Saints for the Jets and push the Jets out. I agree
more
with the Bears.
More than Jacksonville? I would have Jacksonville fourth, probably.
Yeah, man, it's probably. But if you're talking top three, Dallas, yes. Bears, yes, because I do think Caleb Williams is talented.
Yeah.
And they got a new stadium, and they're a fervent fan base, and you're starting low. And then Saints or Jets.
I think
I agree with you.
I think Bears might be one. You know, Dallas, you weigh the prestige and what they have there versus dealing with Jerry Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Jets, you know, you got to deal with Woody, and you got to figure out what's going on with the quarterback situation. So that's probably why I would have them down on the list a little bit.
And you gave up some draft picks, obviously, to get Rodgers. You gave up a draft pick to get Davante Adams. It's not perfect there. They don't have a ton of draft equity to deal with.
Plus, McCarthy gets to go stick it to the Packers twice a year.
He does if he goes to the Bears. And listen, the thing about, you can't overstate this. Now, we laugh at some of Jerry's sound bites here, but the shadow that Jerry Jones cast in Dallas, like, we can cringe at like, oh God, Woody Johnson, geez, come on. But Woody Johnson's not doing press conferences every single, as soon as the game ends, it's Jerry Jones. It's not even the head coach. I mean, he does, but nobody cares. You know, Woody's not going on the radio every single week like Jerry Jones does and has done for well over a decade in Dallas with RJ and Sean, our buddies out there. It's just a different profile. You tell me that McCarthy can't deal with Woody? Of course he could.
BT and Sal on the fan. We'll get back to your calls. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beat Town Fair Tire. Nobody. BT and Sal back on the fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Before we get back to the calls, BT, and this is kind of it's a serious thing, obviously, but I just can't even believe it. And so you're familiar with David Spade, right?
Of course.
Okay, I love David Spade. He, and obviously we know what's going on with the wildfires in Los Angeles. It's horrific to even think about what
gets worse by the day.
It's still going on.
Awful.
Like, can it please rain,
it's
for goodness
awful.
Sake? So David Spade gave it, and I guess that there was an arsonist who did
it. I know.
This, right?
Okay, I think it was two people, but yes, definitely.
Okay. So David Spade offered a reward if anybody can identify one of the suspects or whoever did this, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
Take a guess what you think David Spade would make that reward to the public be, roughly.
I mean, he's been a little quiet lately, but he's made some big movies.
On SNL for years. Yeah.
Production companies. $1 million?
$5,000.
What?
David Spade said, I will give five. Now, look, you give what you can give. Like,
I mean, it's better than nothing, but that's not
is
what
it?
I mean, I don't even want to start putting a scoreboard on the
David's
their award for something like that, but that just seems very low.
This is from the New York Post. I saw this headline. David Spade offers $5,000 reward to catch L.A. arsonist amid deadly fires. Keep your eyes peeled.
$5,000. That's obviously low.
I mean, David, come on, bro. I love you. And I'm not trying, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to rip the guy or pick on anybody's bank account. But you, David Spade, if you're going to put it out there, you got to come a little bit better than five. You have people in the comments saying maybe we should start a GoFundMe so he could have the reward higher. Like,
he has been quiet for a while.
Nah, he's been doing, I think he's all right, doing stand-up. Hoff, go ahead.
Well, did you see that there was a Kickstarter for, I think, Heidi, one of the girls from, like, one of those reality shows on MTV. They're starting a Kickstarter for their house or for somebody's relative's house that got burned down because they don't have enough money.
Okay, look, I don't know the circumstances of all the financial, you know, situations with whoever's losing stuff out. It's horrible, obviously. We wish there was a magic wand that could be waved and fix this, or somebody stop this at least with some water. Yeah. You know, or just
the flame.
Yeah, like, come on.
Yeah, the pink stuff that the flame repellent or retardant, I think they call it.
But.
Yeah, David, that's low, man.
Come on. $5,000?
That is low. Like, and we got a lot of problems here. Seemingly, thankfully, that's one thing we don't have to worry about just based on the terrain, the topography. That is, I mean, it's always a problem out there. When you look at the Coliseum where the A's used to play, and before the Raiders came back from L.A., Mount Davis, remember they built those hideous suites that obstructed the view to the hills out there, the Oakland Hills, not the Hollywood Hills, obviously, that's Northern California. There was a big wildfire out there, too, and that's in Northern California.
But don't you think this is a little bit different because it was...
Arson?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think the other ones were arson, though. This one just has... This is the perfect storm of wind and...
But if you do find the arsonist, David Stern's got a cool 5 G's for you. David Spade has a cool 5 G's for you. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Back to the topic at hand here. Jets head coaching search and another potential new candidate as Mike McCarthy is now officially out in Dallas. Anthony's in Garden City. What's up, Ant?
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good. What's up?
I don't think that the problem was Mike McCarthy in Dallas. I think that was a mistake on their part for letting him go. I think that if the Jets could grab him, they should make a move because I think the problem in Dallas is Dak Prescott, and they're not acknowledging that. They signed him, and I think McCarthy took the fall for that. So I think it's the reason that the Jets should
Think about that. That's a little inconsistent because you're sitting here saying that Dak is the issue, yet every year that they had Dak Prescott, they won 12 games, basically. He won 12 games in a row three times. And this year they didn't really have him, and they won 7. So I think the answer is more Dak than the problem.
You think? I mean, I still think McCarthy would be good for them, though.
I do too.
I think that's a big move. That would be a good move for them.
Me too. No, I agree. I was just pushing back on the fact. And I don't know that I don't think Dak is like Mahomes, and thanks for the call, man. Or any of the, he's not like that, clearly. But if you have Dak Prescott and you just have, you know, just a competent team around him, he's going to get you in the end zone enough. Dak Prescott's numbers are insane.
But how about
we should be so lucky to have somebody like that.
Exactly. But that's also kind of the same thing as the Mike Tomlin theory.
Go ahead. Interesting catch.
Well,
go ahead.
Right? Like,
hey,
he's a good winner. He's going to get you in the postseason a lot in the regular season, but he's failed in the postseason and hasn't won the Super Bowl. So, and I get the appeal. Yeah, he's just not good enough. Let's chase somebody else. Well, I guarantee you that finding the somebody else that's going to be better than Dak is not going to be easy. Look at all the quarterbacks that they had for years before being able to find
Romo,
Dak Prescott. Yeah, before
Vinny,
Romo even. Yeah,
Vinny was there. Vinny
Quincy
was there for
Carter.
A minute. Oh God, Quincy Carter was a mess.
Right?
Yeah, from Georgia. I think.
I want to just look up McCarthy.
Quincy was a Jet for a second. Remember that?
Now that you say it, McCarthy. I'm trying to look up his coaching record here, but the thing that I love about this the most is that there's the natural tie-in and great storyline with Aaron Rodgers.
I know.
Like, this is it. They started together like that.
Yeah.
Won a Super Bowl together. And now you have McCarthy at age 61, just turned 61. Rodgers at age, 42, whatever, 41.
Mm-hmm.
Rodgers on the way out. But still, you could reunite. McCarthy, let's see.
Yeah, he won 12 games in a row three times.
Yeah, with Dallas. 12-5, obviously 7-10 this year. First year in Dallas, not good, 6-10, and then built it up.
Yep.
And Green Bay, dude, even Green Bay.
15 wins 1 year, right? 15-1.
His first year, 8-8, second year, 13-3, then 2008, 6-10. Then from there, 11-5, 10-6, 15-1, 11-5, 8-7-1, 12-4, 10-6, 10-6, 7-9, 4-7-1, and then that was the ending.
Yeah, it fizzled out. Fizzled out a little bit. Oh, by the way, I had a stat that I wanted you to throw, that I want to throw at you. Do I still have it? Where is it? Oh, don't tell me I lost it. Come on. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
So the Mike Tomlin stuff, which is how we started the show, about how I really think the Jets and others need to call and try to, you know, try to trade for him. Now, obviously, the McCarthy stuff could change that for some. Do you realize, and we've talked about his lack of playoff wins. It's been since 2016, which is, I just think it's stale. I think it's over. I think it should be over. Whatever. But the last four playoff games that he's coached in, do you realize that in 2017 against the Jaguars, they trailed 21-0.
Okay.
In 2020 against the Browns, they trailed 28-0. I think all those were in the first quarter, by the way. I remember the Browns went nuts in the first quarter. In 2021 against the Chiefs, they trailed 35-7. And then in 2023, they trailed 21-0. And oh yeah, by the way, this year, they trailed 21-0 at the half against the Baltimore Ravens. So
non-competitive.
I mean, geez, so you're not even ready to play playoff games. So yeah, well, I know that he's getting you there, but
why do you want him?
If you step on, well, that's a different conversation. Maybe is he overrated? That's actually a different conversation. Okay. I can have that conversation. But if you get to the playoffs, that's all well and good. I respect that. Never has a losing season. I get that, and I respect that as well. But when you get to the playoffs, and every single time you get there for the greater part of a decade, you are losing by multiple scores, and you don't score a point. Are you ready to play the game? That's a reflection on the coach.
Eric is calling from Rivervale, New Jersey. What's up, Eric?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Hey, Sal, BT, what's happening, guys?
How are you, Eric?
Oh, great conversation. Really great conversation. And I think, you know, you guys had me going, particularly you, BT, as far as Tomlin goes, because I think you are being somewhat dismissive of what he has accomplished down there, because it is pretty amazing. But I do think it's two different conversations, because I understand what you're saying as well. Maybe it is a little tired in Pittsburgh. But as a Jets fan, what I would give to have anything that he's accomplished down there in Pittsburgh here in New York for the Jets. I mean, you think about it this way. Pittsburgh's had, what, 5 coaches since the beginning of the Steelers? The Jets have had more coaches than that. And Tomlin's tenure. They had six coaches since Tomlin's been there. It's ridiculous. So to me, I mean, this McCarthy thing, I mean, I agree, too, with you both as far as what the main objective is with this coach is it's got to be someone that's done it successfully, and will lead that locker room, will be the one that can take the reins away from Woody and have a loud enough voice where he's not going to show up or his kids aren't going to show up in that locker room. He needs to own it. And to me, that's a McCarthy. I mean, maybe Aaron Glenn is the exception. I agree. But even him, it's like, it's a first time coach. I don't love it. I mean, I don't even really love McCarthy, but he seems to be the best option based on what we have right now.
The only thing
Tomlin,
that
we'll drive down there in a minute.
But the thing we have to sort through is now we're assuming, and thanks for the call, we're all assuming that Woody, based on embarrassment and public pressure and apathy and all the things we've hit from a Jets fan perspective, that Woody, the article in The Athletic that uncovered a lot of problems in the organization, Woody Johnson is finally ready to change. We're assuming that he is ready to give the reins to somebody, whether it's a Flores or we obviously want to do it of Vrabel. Vrabel went to the Patriots. You know, would he do it for Tomlin? Will he do it for McCarthy? We're assuming that. But until he actually does it, it's an assumption.
Yeah.
We don't know for sure that Woody is absolutely ready to take a step back and maybe more importantly, stay back.
I just feel like this is the perfect storm here for the Jets where it's coming together now that McCarthy is officially out with Dallas, BT. Remember I was saying at the beginning of this where I was like, you could poke holes in this guy or that guy, and I don't know, this guy or that guy. And Carroll, the one thing was the age. Well, there are no holes to be poked in Mike McCarthy. You could say like he's not the best in-game head coach. Look around the league. You see it in the postseason by almost every coach. They don't know how to manage the clock. I don't know what it is, but they can't figure that out. And that should be an easy fix. As a matter of fact, I would say that that is the easiest thing that a head coach in the NFL should have to do. And I say that because I know that I could do it. And I couldn't do any other aspect of being an NFL head coach. Couldn't get the players to buy in. Couldn't come up with the schemes. This or that. All the different things that they have to do. But managing a clock, it is very simple to when you say, all right, call a timeout here. And yet they don't. You saw it last night with Todd Bowles, drives me up a wall.
Talking about the first half with Todd. He did it twice.
Yes, at the end of the first half, he did it. I'm like, what are you doing? You got two timeouts.
It's an epidemic. It's awful.
So that's the point. So like, even with McCarthy, I'm not saying he's the greatest head coach who ever lived. Belichick is in that regard, the X's and O's. But anyway, back to McCarthy. Point is, you're not going to find these guys available. If you don't want Gruden because of the lawsuit and you think it's gone stale there and he didn't have a good time on the Raiders, fine. You don't want Pete Carroll because of the age, fine. You don't want Belichick because of the past, fine. What's the excuse for McCarthy? They should be going all in on Mike McCarthy.
The only thing that I can think of is Woody really doesn't want Rodgers.
Because you think, well,
I don't know.
I'd also try to do that independent of Rodgers, but I would think, and I would leave it up to McCarthy. If he says, you know what? I can't do it with Aaron at this particular age.
Yeah.
Or if he says, I could win with Aaron and I'll also get you the next guy and develop it. I think that that's the perfect setup for the Jets. McCarthy, Aaron Rodgers for the next year or two while also building the foundation.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, too. He went through with Favre and Rodgers.
Yeah.
So the ability to transition, he lived it. He's the one who told Rodgers. No, he said it. Remember, he met him in the truck outside of Lambeau.
You're our guy. Yeah, I don't think he's going to be afraid to make that decision.
No, he's not.
I'd love to see it. BT and Sal on the fan. We'll get back to your calls. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal back on the fan. 888-808-1019. Did you see Michael Strahan taking a shot at Joe Shane and the Giants when talking about letting some good players go, whether it's McKinney with the Packers, whether it's Saquon with the Eagles?
A little zing.
Out of character for Strahan.
He's fed up with this. I don't blame him. All the Giants are. They should be.
I know, but when you have Strahan, a high-profiled former Giant, doing it on that platform.
I respect it. Yeah, he's right.
Me too. I love Strahan. Always have. But I almost made me feel bad for Shane, especially in that particular case. Like, come on, McKinney and Barkley, like the Giants did the right thing at the time. Certainly with Barkley, we all said that. And I know it sucks watching him go. And by the way, Barkley, can you take the ball to the house, please? For those of us who had the anytime touchdown scorer, Saquon Barkley, just take the ball to the house. The game is over. You're going to be too nice? Be a little nasty. Go score a touchdown. Do a little dance. But the point is, like, yeah, there are a million things to pick on the Giants for. Mm-hmm. I don't think that McKinney or Barkley should really be the primary one.
No, but I also think that there's other things that are built up that Strahan probably doesn't like, that the national audience won't care or know as much about. You know, in terms of like the minutia of what the Giants maybe have messed up on. So that's his way of kind of getting some shots in on a guy who probably doesn't think he's doing a good job. So let me take the guy who used to be here and who has 7 picks for the Packers, and the other guy who used to be here and basically ran for 2,000, yeah. You know, 2,000, ran for 2,000 yards, basically.
I just feel like it's piling on whatever at this point. And I get it. Like, there's reason to pile on, right? They've been awful. You and I both said it. Even though I tried to stick with Shane and Dable after this year, a disastrous year by all accounts, you know, I thought it was time for a change, and I'd rather just, rather than risk another year plus with these two, just get it over with now and start fresh. But we didn't even touch on this last week with Joe Shane getting dragged. I think it was the Jordan Renan article that talked about Nick McCloud and how he handled that. I personally did not have a problem with that.
Me neither.
They asked him for a pay cut, take a pay cut. He says, no, you know what? Joe Shane should be. Okay, good. Do what? Do me a favor. Don't make sure you don't sign up for rent next month because you're going to be out of here soon. Like, I don't have a problem with the way Joe Shane handled those things. And I feel like now it's piling on, trying to make every little thing that they do a negative thing.
It was pretty ruthless. It was pretty counter to, you know, how messages are delivered in 2025, although that would have still been 2024. I loved it, though.
Okay, right.
I have no problem with that.
So we both love it. And it's also the same people who ripped him for being, let's just say, soft on Hard Knocks. Right? Like, oh, Joe Shane, he looks like he doesn't have a clue. He looks a little soft. So they're going to get on him for his behavior or temperament in Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Now they're going to criticize him for the way that he's handling Nick McCloud.
Well, he can't do anything right. That's where he's at. Even if he does do something right, people will ignore it and latch onto something that they don't think he's doing right, and that's what they'll pick on.
So that's kind of my point back to the Strahan. I thought, come on, Stray. You could have laid off your former voice a little bit. Yeah, I get it. Hey, look, you got to take a shot. You know, entertaining, whatever. But just ease off of Joe Shane. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Jack is in Oakland, New Jersey. What's up, Jack?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Great show today.
Thank you.
Well, every day, but today's good.
Thank you, Jack. What's up?
Just a couple thoughts on McCarthy. I just want to run it by you guys. First, I guess you'd have to find out if Aaron Rodgers even coming back, right, before you try to put him and McCarthy together. Secondly, do you think there's any, maybe, it's been a long time. Any ill will by McCarthy being spurned by the Jets the first time?
Can't answer that.
I don't remember what happened. Did they interview?
No, they didn't. Okay. Like they. Wait. Did they talk? Did they talk to him? They talked to him. They didn't go anywhere. But they talked to him.
Yeah. They did.
They hired Gase instead. That go around. Was that Gase or was that the
exactly? Okay. Yeah. That was Gase. I think I would remember that.
Yeah, but Jack, one sec, Jack. Think about it. Hold on, one sec, Jack. Think, because I don't want your other point to get lost here. I would reach out to McCarthy independent of what happens with Rodgers. And I think Sal and I share the same opinion. Like, we both value McCarthy enough where if Rodgers wants to leave or wants to retire, that we're both still interested in McCarthy coming to coach the Jets.
Oh, I hear you there. I'm just going by what we're talking about as the scenario of, you know, McCarthy coming back, reuniting with Rodgers. It may not even happen.
Second of all, this whole league
is about getting young quarterbacks. That's what we all talk about, right? And starting over. How could you not? If the opportunity comes for him, you have to take the Bears job. I mean, you have a quarterback, regardless of what he is. You have that. 2 years from now, you don't know what you're getting with the Jets. How do you take a job now and saying my quarterback is probably going to be back for one more year, and then we got to get a new quarterback? I mean, you have one in Chicago.
I don't think he would take the Jets job. And by the way, thanks for the call, Jack. I'm not even sure the Jets are going to really, truly reach out to him again. I don't know. But based on the options, whether the Jets are added to the list of potential options, I think he would take the Bears job over the Jets. I do.
Here's why, though, he would maybe prefer the Jets job over the Bears job. Twofold. Number one, maybe he thinks that another year with Rodgers is appealing right now with the Jets' talent on their roster. Also, he would, in this scenario, be getting to pick his own next quarterback.
Yeah.
Along with whatever the GM is, obviously, but otherwise, he's got to believe in Caleb Williams, and maybe he does. And if he does believe in Caleb Williams, then obviously you would choose the Bears because you have a young quarterback that you believe you could win with some talent around there. It's a great franchise, all those different things that we talk about. But if he doesn't love Caleb Williams and wants to select his own guy, then that's where maybe the Saints or the Jets will become more appealing.
Well, then it's a complete turnoff because if he's not enamored with Caleb Williams, you're not convincing the Bears to move on from him.
Right.
He just drafted him.
That's what I'm saying. So you go somewhere else and pick your own guy. I don't know. I would assume he likes Caleb Williams and thinks he could develop him into a stud quarterback. But
I mean, I would think that he would have more of a chance to have the Jaguars move on from Trevor Lawrence than the Bears moving on from Caleb Williams on his first contract.
That's another one, too. If he likes Trevor Lawrence better, You know, these coaches got to be careful, too. You shouldn't just go somewhere just because of the quarterback. I know that that's appealing and a big thing, but you don't really know until, you know, wouldn't you want to pick your own guy as opposed to a guy that's failed? Or if you love, if he's like, I love Caleb Williams or I love Trevor Lawrence, I can't wait to go coach this guy. Look what happened with Doug Peterson. He went there thinking that that was supposed to be the good setup. And as you said before, there's actually six former Super Bowl winning head coaches available.
Doug Peterson,
who just got fired.
It was Belichick, it was Carroll, Gruden, McCarthy, possibly Tomlin if you trade for him, and Peterson.
Right. BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll get to some baseball coming up this next hour,
too. Baseball fix today. Let's go.
A little bit, but we'll keep it going with the Jets head coaching calls. 888-808-1019.